Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. I'm very excited to have Isabella Petri with us today. She is following an interview that I did with Dieter Lazybein a couple of weeks ago about pro Reiki, but she is a part of a research project that has been going on for many years. With herself and Angela, and I'm really happy, Isabella, to have you with us today, and for you to give your own impression also of pro Reiki and what it's about for you. So before we get to that, though, I would really love it if you could share your Reiki story. So welcome to the show, Isabella.
Yes, welcome, Phyllis. I'm very happy to be there in this show. And I can introduce shortly myself. My name is Isabella Petri, and I started Reiki in the year 1993, beginning of the year 1993 with the first degree. So this year, it is 20 years.
Wow.
That I practice Reiki, and I must say, since that time when I had the first experience with Reiki, I treated myself every day. Then 1995, I did the Reiki second degree, and in the year 2000, I became the master degree, master education finished. Yes, during my education, I was getting trained by an Indian Reiki master called Upen Chokshi. At that time, he was the first Indian Reiki master in the Reiki Alliance. And with him, I also was doing some other very interesting seminars and trainings. We were doing spiritual management trainings, and there we were including Reiki.
Well, excuse me.
Also.
So, spiritual management trainings. Okay, tell me what those are.
Yes. These were trainings which were going over the period of 1 year, and with a group of maximum of 10 people in the management from a company. And it was going about conscious awareness, about how to handle emotions, how to get rid of the programs which are always guiding you, how to become more quiet, more settled, and less emotional. And come more from the heart, developing more the heart energy.
Okay, so
yeah,
when
so
you
this
say,
is in short.
Pardon me?
Yes, this is in short the essence of the training.
Yeah, I'd rather have it a little longer because I'm not really getting what it is. So you work with incorporations and stuff, business management, but a spiritual management.
Yes, yes. These were small companies or small incorporations, and where the board of this company, of this firm, were around 15, 20 leader persons in the leadership, you know? So, and with this people in the leadership, we were doing this kind of seminars or trainings. And as I told before, these trainings were lasting for minimum 1 year, where we met every month for 1 weekend, intense weekend, and in between also 4 or 5 intense days.
And what was your role in the trainings? Were you a trainer to begin with? And
I was first in the beginning. I was doing assistant. Uh-huh. I was the assistant and also doing the translation from English into German and German into English. Mm-hmm. And then with the time, I also was taking some certain parts also, which I was leading.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, that's really interesting. And what were the results of it? I'm just interested in if the companies really took on what you were offering.
Yes. The companies, they had a lot of benefits in the way of how to be in the family and in the company situation. The behavior of the people have changed. They were, for instance, if somebody was getting furious about something, about some small things. So this kind of things were becoming less, became less and less. And the whole situation was more balanced. The people were more in the heart. They could switch from the head, from the mind, into the heart, and got a different balance. And this was then also for the success. They had more energy. They were more successful in negotiations. And when we also were including Reiki there, we got the feedback that in the conferences they were not lasting that much long. They didn't have these fights and the ego behavior, which is normally there in this kind of conferences. It was everything going more smoothly. They had more energy. They could do more in a shorter time. So this are some of the things which happened.
Wonderful.
And yeah, and the company also was going more in success, successfully negotiations or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So how did you incorporate Reiki in it? Did you give them treatments, or did they?
It was on the. We did in between some treatments, and then we offered if they want to, they can take part in the Reiki first degree seminar. And it happened that one or two didn't want to take part. It was too spiritual or whatever kind of reasons they had. But most of them were taking part. And then they could also experience very well how they get more quiet, more peaceful, more harmonious. And also, as I said before, in conversations, in conferences and everything was going smoother. And they had a lot of more energy.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really neat. So I take it you're not doing this anymore.
Pardon?
You have stopped these seminars?
Yes, I have stopped it in that way. I was working till the year 2002 with Upin Chokshi, with my teacher, and we also were business partners. We had established a company for trainings, seminar trainings and Reiki. And then I wanted to go more in the direction of healing work. Uh-huh. So, and he wanted to go more in the company trainings. So I started my own company, the Seminar Center Isabella Petri. Then 2000, I started with my own company and started with more treatments of Reiki, also a lot of Reiki classes, and I also was doing some conscious awareness work, which was going about to open the heart, to live more from the heart.
Mm, nice. And how did you get involved then with Angela and the research?
Yes, this started in the year 2007.
Uh-huh.
In 2007, I was member at that time in the German Reiki Alliance Association.
Right.
You know this from Angela Zellner also. And there we were thinking about what can we do for the public to establish Reiki in a different way, so that the people can believe also. And I had the idea how about to see if some possibilities are there to do some scientific research. And it happened then that I was finding a healer in Germany who is very famous for his scientific research work. That means he was undergoing in different scientific institutes, scientific research of his healing abilities.
Uh-huh.
And he offered a training, a healer training, and there was involved different scientific tests. So I was taking part in this training. There were different reasons for that. One reason was also that I wanted to find out what could be the best possibility to show how Reiki is working.
Mm-hmm.
on the scientific way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was taking part in this training, and I was undergoing a lot of scientific tests about my abilities, and like a thermography, there we were doing a treatment, and during the whole treatment there was a camera which was signing or showing how the warmth of the body is changing through treatment, for instance. Or we were doing the biophoton tests with Professor Popp in Germany, where we could see how the emissions of the biophotons were going up after a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the most important, for me, the most important test was with an institute in Bulgaria, a scientific institute in Bulgaria. It is the Scientific Research Center of Medical Biophysics, and it is led by Professor Dr. Ignatov. And there the tests were very interesting. They had a special developed form of Kirlian photography, where you can make from your thumb of your hand, from the thumb of the hand, there you make a photo from the emission, energy emission of this thumb. So, and this is called the Kirlian aura.
Right.
Yes?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. from the thumb. And there you can see from the emission, in this is in color, what kind of energy level is there.
Mm-hmm.
This is one way of the test, and there we did there different tests. For instance, when I treat a client, so Dr. Ignatov takes with his special device a photo from the thumb before the treatment of the client, and also of the Reiki treater, you know,
mm-hmm.
of the person who treats with Reiki. And then after half an hour, again a photo from the client and from the people, from the people who treats with Reiki. So you can see there the difference between before the treatment and after the treatment.
So why just the thumb?
Because it is sufficient from the thumb. On in the thumb there's a very strong energy emission. Of course, you also could take one of the other fingers, but normally you have to press slightly the thumb on a glass, on a small glass platform, and so yeah. They have made the experience that from the thumb there is a very clear emanation.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting. Just wondering what the reasoning was. So go ahead. Go ahead. Very interesting.
Yeah, so this is one form on the test, of the test. So you can see this also on my website. I think we have showed you already some of these impressions. And with this, you can show very clearly how a Reiki treatment is changing something in the energy level of the client. Mm-hmm. Because when you treat with Reiki half an hour, the emission of the energy from the thumb is bigger than before the treatment at the client.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one thing. And the very interesting thing is also that from this person who treats with Reiki, that there, after the treatment, also, the energy emission is even far bigger than before the treatment.
Uh-huh.
And this confirms very well that what we teach, when I treat with Reiki, I also gain energy. I don't give away energy,
right.
My energy. I also get the Reiki energy, the universal energy. And I also get loaded, so to say, with energy. And this you can see very nicely on this kind of pictures.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he's still doing these experiments, I understand. Is that true?
I didn't understand clearly.
The center is still going on and he's still conducting experiments.
Yes, yes. This kind of experiments we are doing now, we started with the first research with Reiki in 2008 with the first group. And right now in April, I had been with a bigger group, 18 people. I had been in Bulgaria for research. So we have now over nearly 100 research studies about that. And Angela and me, we are planning also to start with the documentation of this project. That means we will write and publish end of next year or beginning over next year, we publish a book about this research.
And has this been published in... Well, they, you know, when researchers do an experiment or something, they like having the research be published in special magazines and publications. Have you done this?
We have published already some of this research in the Reiki magazine. We did several lectures in on different events like the Reiki convention, like the Reiki festival, or last year I had been in Vienna at the Austrian Reiki organization event, and there I was giving a lecture about this project. So we have published in form of lectures and also in form of in magazines. I also I'm also member of another organization. It's called Dachverband für geistiges Heim, means it is a association for healers. And there I had been also in the board for a couple of years, for scientific research. And there I also, gave, lectures, and they have a magazine where I also could regularly publish about scientific research in this special field.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Well, in the United States and in other countries in the academic world, there are certain publications that are approved by somebody, I don't know who, and they become official then, like the results of the research become officially recognized that they are published by these scientific magazines. And I'm wondering if you are doing this or have done this.
I don't know. Yes, we had this goal also, but here in Europe, or especially also in Germany, it is very difficult with this special field of science. Because as I told before, this institute we are working with is they call themselves medical biophysics. That means this medical biophysics is a new field in the research. I have heard from the States, that there, they are much more open.
Really?
Yeah. And this is here not that much. They are still, is it really conservative, research or not? You know? What is scientific research? What is real scientific research? What is not real scientific research? There are a lot of discussions are going on. And scientists who are in this new field, they have a lot of problems. I could speak with the son of Professor Popp also. He's a German scientist in this new field as well. He was discovering or working with the biophotons, which is now also very, very known in the States. I think Professor Schwarz is doing this in the States also. And the son of Professor Popp told me about the difficulties this special fields of science has here in Germany and in Europe at all.
Yeah, I didn't understand that last piece.
Yeah. So now back to this research. The Kilian photography is one part of this research of this institute. The other part is where you treat some deionized water. That means this water has no energy at all. Also, it doesn't have any minerals or something. And then you treat this with energy, with Reiki energy, 20 minutes. And then the energy is changing. Or that means this water gets some energy and the water molecules are changing. And they are building up clusters, and there this change of the energy, the building up of clusters, this is getting measured by the scientist, by Dr. Ignatov, and there you can see also if the person has a special bio abilities. That means, does he has energy, which this energy can he influence something. Uh-huh. In this case, water.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And there we were doing very interesting and very exciting treatments. First of all, that we were treating Reiki, three different bottles. One bottle we were treating with the Reiki first degree only. Then another bottle, the person was treating with the second degree. That means with the symbols. And then the third bottle was getting treated with a master degree. You know? And very interesting is that each bottle has a different energy level. And the master bottle, of course, has the highest energy level. That means also for us, for Reiki, that even when I'm a Reiki master and I treat with the first degree, there is a different energy level as if I would treat with the second degree, or even if I would do an initiation. This is a completely different energy level.
Uh-huh.
Yes. That means that we can influence also how strong the treatment will be. You know, if I just would like to treat very, you know, just a little bit with less energy, then I just use the Reiki first degree. When I want to work deeper, I use the Reiki second degree. And this confirms also that what we are teaching again.
So what's the confirmation for you? What's your extrapolation?
Just one confirmation is also that when I work with Reiki symbols, that this creates a completely different energy. That means with the Reiki symbols, I access a much higher amount of energy, of Reiki energy, which is flowing through me and then to the object, means the water, or if I treat a client or I treat something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so in my question comes about in wondering how to use this information. So what it sounds like in some way is that in order for people to do the best they can, they have to be a master. And that doesn't feel very good to me. So I can accept that, you know, the initiation produces a different quality of energy, but I want to be really careful that it's not better than or more than a first degree student. It's simply different, and it speaks to a different place in the person. Anyway, that's my experience, and I just
wonder
you're going with that.
That's very right. I agree with you also, but it also shows that the initiation energy has a special energy level also, and which is also necessary when we are doing the initiation to the people.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, this kind of test, they just show a very, very small window of what, of from that, what is really there.
Can you say that again? You're cutting out a little bit, so I missed a couple of words.
This kind of scientific tests don't show the whole Bandbreite, the whole, they don't show really what Reiki is. They just show a very short, a very small little window from the energy.
Right, right.
Yes? This we always have to keep in our mind, that It is just showing up something, yeah? And what with the Reiki, when we work with Reiki, when we are in this Reiki energy, what really is going on, we know scientific research can really show.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to check on the other because it's important that a message not go out that's inaccurate. That's all.
Yeah, sure.
Well, yeah. It all sounds very exciting, and I know that you and Angela have been very regular in your reports and in your wanting to involve me in all these things, which
yes.
I'm getting more involved these days, which is good. And it's interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. Very exciting was also another experiment where we were doing the distant influence with Reiki. To the water body. Yeah, this is also, there we also were doing a lot of tests, where, for instance, when I sit in Munich and I send Reiki to the water bottle in Bulgaria, in Sofia.
Oh, yeah.
And I can influence from Munich, I can influence the bottle of water, means I can influence the water or change the water molecules by distant energy,
wow.
By distant Reiki.
That's neat, huh?
Yeah, this is very exciting. and it also confirms that it works.
Right. I mean, I guess that's the most exciting part, huh?
Exactly.
Great.
<Yeah. laughs> So this are some points from this scientific research, and we are looking very much forward when we can put certain essences down in the book.
Right. Great. Good. So now we come to Pro Reiki. I know that these are all connected stories, so we just kind of blend in and move to another part of the story. So how did Pro Reiki come into your Reiki story, into enfolding your research part?
Yeah, it was, you're right, everything is there connected. We had the vision, and when I speak we, that means Angela and also some other members of the German Reiki Alliance. We had the vision once to establish something like a professional association for Reiki. That means we wanted to keep the essence of Reiki and spread this essence more in the society. As you know, it is going on all over the world that a lot of changes from the Reiki essence is going on. And like becoming a master within one day or weekend and this kind of things. And we also experience here in Germany that Reiki is getting already a negative touch because a lot of people have became so-called fast masters or quick masters. And they spread something which is not the essence of Reiki, or which probably even isn't Reiki. We don't know. And when we want to spread Reiki also more for the beneficial for the society, in hospitals, in companies or wherever, then we can't do that without any professional base. And that means also that there should be education which is like a professional. Every education, every professional education, it lasts a certain years. Now, if you want to become a psychologist, you have to go to the university, you have to make a practica, and so on.
Right.
And as I was getting educated on also the other members of the German Reiki Alliance, we had a longer education also. We had the self-practice, we had a longer education by our Reiki master teacher, and somehow it is more and more lost in the society. So, and our vision was then to establish something where we can keep this essence of Reiki and put it into the society. So this was the idea, and then in January 2010, we were 8 Reiki masters. Also, Dieter Leisebein was there, and we had there the first meeting in what way we can establish something like that. And so at that time, we also felt very strongly the challenges which are there. And we felt also very strongly the energy which we are carrying with us, and which was also creating a very, it was creating a very special space where it was getting possible to come then to this step that in July, 4th of July 2011, we could found then the Pro Reiki Association.
Uh-huh. I said I understood from Dieter and other material that I've read about Pro Reiki and actually have filled out about Pro Reiki is that you're open to many different forms of Reiki. Is that true?
Yes. We are open for different Reiki directions and also organizations or schools. That means through research with some Reiki teachers we're doing in Japan, for instance, they could get a connection to students, Reiki master students from Dr. Hayashi, and could access also information from the Gakkai order, which was getting founded by Mikao Usui. And there, for instance, the Jikiden Reiki was getting established, this direction, this lineage. And yeah, so we say every Reiki direction who has his source in Mikao Usui, the direct source in Mikao Usui, this can also become member in the organization of Pro Reiki. Hello?
Yes, I'm just listening to the echo in my voice, and it's not very good for our sound.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just remember you saying that you were not happy with people receiving their master's for instance, a training in one day. But there are some people, some of these forms, who do that. And is that okay for you?
Yes and no. We take members in Pro Reiki who can show up the way of the education. That means when they did the first degree, when they did the second degree, the third degree, how long it was.
Yeah.
And also, what is the lineage? What is the master lineage? And those people, there are many people who don't know even what is a master lineage.
Right.
And there are some members also who have who had a shorter training, and some members who had a longer training. But as far as I know, the members which are in Pro Reiki as of now, they have a lineage. They have a direct initiation by the master, not distant initiation or something. So these are 2 points which are very important: the lineage and also a certain limit of education.
So Isabella, you were speaking of all these different directions that you're embracing in Pro Reiki, which I think is wonderful. And I feel like is part of the movement of Reiki worldwide, that all in many, many different countries, there are these driving forces. One is about public practice, you know, wanting Reiki to become more visible in hospitals and hospices and nursing homes and care facilities for different groups of population. So in order to do that, I agree with you, that we need all forms of Reiki need to have more advanced training specifically for dealing with the public. And I think that that's really important. And I don't know if that's part of your program, but that would be really great for me. And then there's this other movement that's happening where I feel like people are finding ways to have a bottom line where all these different directions of Reiki can come together. And in yours, it's very specific. In other countries, it's another bottom line. But the red thread, as you say in Germany, is different, but the process is the same. And that is about having people of different practices come together, period. And I feel like that's really an incredible movement that's happening. And thirdly, I think that Pro Reiki is also reflecting another movement, which is a seeking for more established, a more established foundation somehow for Reiki itself as a, you know, huge umbrella word of Reiki and the practice and whatever we think about as Reiki, that there's some place where people can go as a kind of still point. And I feel like this is also an important movement in the world. And I see that Pro Reiki is answering all these different kind of movement questions, and it comes from within you all. And I think that's great. And I'm just wondering what the place is of your research in Pro Reiki. Like, where does this go? Does it go to help people be confident that Reiki actually works, and that, so then you can go out into the public? Or what is your reasoning behind that?
Yes, it is for the head-minded people. The research is for the head-minded people who can get also then a different way of how to find to Reiki. Because, as you also know, our society is very head-minded, and many people are saying, "Ha, yes, if you think it will work, then it will, then it is working." And even when they have made certain experiences with a Reiki treatment, which showed that deep relaxation, better feeling, being more harmonious, more peaceful, then they still don't believe. And this is one part then, or one possibility, to tell them, see, the scientific research also can show you that it is not your own willpower or your imagination, that it shows that really something is getting to happen. You know, this is what the scientific research can show. This is a smaller part. But it is one possibility.
Well, it's really interesting, and I don't know if anybody has spoken this to you, but and I just want to check my assumption with you because it's really important to do that, I believe. And that is that my grandmother used to say that Reiki is open for everyone. There's no barrier for anybody to learn Reiki, but Reiki is not for everyone. And what I feel like she meant by that is that there are people who, for whom Reiki is just not the way. There's many ways, right? There's religion, there's meditation practices, there's dancing, there's all kinds of ways to get to the heart, as you were saying. And I'm just wondering, are you just wanting to have Reiki be open to those who are drawn to it and be able to establish all these different ways for people to be reassured that Reiki works? Or do you go out with the assumption that everyone should have Reiki?
I agree with you that not every it is not for everybody. On the one way, Reiki is for everybody, but not everybody feels drawn to Reiki. There are different other possibilities there. But for those who have a drive for Reiki, and they're still hesitating, does it really works, or is this something spiritual or esoteric, which doesn't work really, where you what you're telling, this is not really working, and so on. For those who are hesitating or doubting, there the scientific research is a possibility to show them, just see, there you can see clearly that something is changing after treatment. For instance, yes. And we also have members who are working in hospitals, and where they have found out, the doctors have found out that Reiki is in the pain therapy the best tool for letting better go the pain.
Right, pain relief, we call it in
Yeah,
English.
pain relief, yes. So, and
Wonderful.
yeah, and this you can also when you then some scientific research pictures like this, then it gives a different base for that. So the scientific research is one possibility, one small possibility to open more people for Reiki who have doubts on that.
Okay. Well, Isabella, thank you so much for all your work in Reiki. I mean, you've spent your whole, it seems like you've spent your whole life in Reiki, serving Reiki, and I really appreciate that. And I want you to know that I find that this this organization of Pro Reiki in Germany is very interesting, and I will look forward to seeing how it progresses.
Yes. Thank you very much for giving the possibility for this interview. And I, as Dieter already has told you, we have next year on 1st of May the next Pro Reiki Congress, and we would be very, very happy if you could come to this Congress. So you will get a special invitation for this still within the next days.
Okay. Thank you very much. I will think about it because, yes, because it kind of fits into my schedule. So I will think and see what happens.
Yes,
thank you
yes.
so much.
I thank you very much.
You're welcome. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.